Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
48657.
48657?
Yes.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Who is this calling?
This is the third party call center. You call regarding a charge or an order or questions regarding your order?
Yes. Okay. My name is Deborah St. Denis.
Thank you, ma'am. 1 minute for me, please. And Ms. St. Denis, I do see an account with your name. Would you tell me the address, please, for security purposes?
2609 Peterson Drive, Sanford, Michigan.
Thank you, ma'am. 1 minute, please. Computer is still pulling up your information. Thank you for your patience.
Why was I not getting an answer at the phone call that's on my charge?
Say that again, please, ma'am.
Why was I not able to contact somebody at the number that is on here with my statement?
How is the number? How is it answering? How is it ringing?
It was saying, at first it said that my answer, that they would answer. I mean, one time I called, it said wait time is 2 minutes. Next time I called, it was under 2 minutes, and I waited for 10, 15 minutes. And then they kept coming on and saying, you can leave your number, that we can call you back, and that they may be helping other customers, and they know that my time is valuable, so leave your, if you want to leave your number, get number 3. And I mean, so this time I did do that.
Yes,
but I
ma'am.
Never got anybody after waiting for 10, 15 minutes each time I called.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Yeah, the closer to the holidays, truly a lot of people are calling. That is one of the challenges. So thank you for your patience, and I'm glad we have you now. I'm looking on your account, though, ma'am, and I do see this order for the sweepstakes ticket to try to win.
What?
The sweepstakes ticket to try to win a kitchen item. And I see that you've already handled this account.
What does that mean?
That means that you called in already.
Mm-hmm.
And on October 17th, and you canceled the account, and that was it. No further charges after October 17th.
So it was kind of a, so this is still going to be on my charge. I'm still being charged.
The company does give you a refund, ma'am, but I see you didn't get one before. They give you a 35% refund.
Well,
you
they
do
never
get
said anything.
Do you want me to process that $19.93, the 35% refund from the
$56.95? Oh, that is stupid. It was some kind of a thing from Walmart for $2.95, excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I went on for that, and
mm-hmm.
then they when I called and said what happened, I put that in, but I never received anything. And she said, that puts you in for a drawing and that you get charged something for each month while you're on the drawing list. I'm like, what? So this was all brand new to me. So
I do see what you're saying. Yeah, so, and these terms and conditions
stupid stuff,
are,
I tell you
yeah,
what, I will
yeah.
never.
This is the terms and conditions saying that this is a bundle and you do receive the sweepstakes ticket, but then you're put into a subscription. And Ms. St. Denis,
that says nothing on there with that ad for Walmart.
Do they have the terms and conditions there? Because they're supposed
I
to.
I don't know. I never saw anything. I mean, I don't, maybe there was. I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked at the reviews and everybody was saying, I received mine and like, wow, okay.
Yeah, the reviews, the promos, they don't tell the full offer as the terms and conditions. Yeah. So I'm sorry about that. The company is able to give you a 50% refund. They've upped it to $28.48.
Well, I guess the 50% is better than the whole thing. I mean, I messed up, so I guess I'm paying for it. But I guess if I can get that refund, I expected to get fully refunded, and I did not know it was that much money that they were charging me either.
I'm looking to see here.
Yeah, I don't charge things like that on my credit card. I don't usually use it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. So, Ms. St. Denis, let me give you the confirmation number for that refund and that cancellation, okay?
It wasn't canceled already?
Let me see here. No, it already was canceled. Do you have that confirmation number?
Of the cancellation?
Yeah.
I do not.
It's my pleasure to give it, or you don't need it. It's up to you. But you do have
I guess I'll take it. I'd be safe with having it, I guess. I may have it upstairs when I call them, but I'll take it down. Go ahead.
So that number is C like cat.
Mm-hmm.
262.
Mm-hmm.
034.
Mm-hmm.
701.
Okay.
Okay, and that's 2848. Give me 1 minute, please, for finishing up the notation on your account. Thank you. Okay. Ms. St. Denis, do you have any other questions?
Nope, I don't.
Okay, check your email with debtrailblazer@hotmail.com for any notifications dealing with the refund, okay?
Okay. And where will that be? What will I look for? Because there's a lot of junk mail that comes through, too.
Support@.
Okay.
And anything dealing with the factory direct savings store or support@.
Okay.
Okay. And I want to thank you for calling customer support, and you be well, please, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Have
You're
a great
so welcome,
day.
Ma'am. Thank you,
Have
ma'am.
A good holiday, too.
Oh, thank you. You the same. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.